defense has evolved this season?
Well, I wasn't a part of the defense. My presence wasn't there, but off the field I was there. But the defense is doing very good. We've been doing very well, and hopefully we can keep that success.
Going against your brother, Darren. How's the family going to feel in the stands?
Oh, my mom and dad are pretty excited. They get to go to the championship no matter what. So, it'll be a good family gathering, and everyone will be there. So that'll be fun for our family.
Have you figured out how to root? Does one each take a player, or do they?
They'll probably root for both of the defenses. Yeah.
Has it become a ritual? Because it was a couple of years ago, it was the same thing where Arthur was with the Ravens and you were here. Has it become a ritual that they're like, okay, we're going to go see and we're going to pick and choose?
They schedule to come down to the game, and every year that they do have the chance to come down to the game, it's always a family gathering. And we, with both of my brothers being professional athletes, we very rarely get a chance to see each other. Mm-hmm. So for a weekend like this, for us to go out there and have a family gathering, it'll be a good time.
What is game day like with you and Art when you're on the field together? Will you talk to them beforehand? Will you meet with them afterward? What's it like?
No, I don't see too much of them. I really don't see a lot of the other players before the game. So,
will you talk to him after the game?
Probably. Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Describe him as a player,
Chandler. Excuse me.
Describe Art as a player. What's he like?
Well, I could describe him as a big brother. No, he's a good player, and I've been a fan of him since he started playing football, and he's the reason why I started playing football. I followed him into the sport, and we've made it this far.
Who's the biggest trash talker? You or him? You guys been talking this week at all?
We don't talk too much trash. No, we don't.
About the game, when you have conversations this past week with him at all?
No, nope. Actually, we rarely talk. So, but that's how it is. Usually, we're both very busy, so we rarely get a chance to see each other. But
you've gone up against Andrew Luck before. How strong is he to bring down in the pocket?
Andrew Luck is a phenomenal player. He's a great player, and he's had some postseason success. For me, just being a fan of the game, I've watched him. And, even from studying him, he has a strong arm. He can run the ball. And he's strong as far as running the ball. He runs strong. So it's just our job as a defense and as pass rushers, me, myself, to contain him and try to, give him hell.
Chandler, what's it been like going up against this offense here, your own offense, every day in practice? And how do they do when it comes to getting ready for games?
Can you say the question again? I'm sorry.
What's it like going up against this offense, going up against your own offense every day in practice, and how do they do when it comes to getting you guys ready for games?
I feel like Coach Belichick and Josh McDaniels, they do a good job of, coming up with a good game plan, and Tom does a good job of, getting the guys ready. So I'm sure Tom will have the guys ready, and hopefully you guys will see a good game on Sunday.
More than any other quarterback, Andrew Luck is known for congratulating the guys who get him and patting them on the back. Have you ever been the recipient of any of his praise during the game? And what do you think about that tactic? Does it take away from your energy to get him?
No, I haven't. I have not, actually. And hopefully he'll be doing me some patting on the back on Sunday.
Does that take any steam out of you after you don't get to hate him as
much? I don't get into so many mind games and conversations on the field. We have a job at hand. There's a task at hand, and we try to accomplish it.
Chandler, can you talk a little bit about what you've observed about what Darrelle Revis has brought to your team, not only on the field, but just maybe even in the locker room?
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Darrelle Revis even before he was on the Patriots. He's a great player, and I even told him that when I first met him. I said, I'm a fan. I didn't ask for an autograph yet, but he's a good player, and I really love what he brings to our defense, and hopefully he can, continue forward with that.
What have
that
you
success.
Mostly about him? Just, maybe his work ethic, or, what have you learned about the way he goes about it?
Overall, and a lot of athletes, they get too caught up in, on the game or on the field. And with a player like Revis, he does a lot of things off the field, like film studies and even being there late, coming out of the facility late. And, just him having his presence and his leadership on our defense and as a team, as a whole. It's great to have him as a part of the Patriots. And like I said, congrats on his success.
Chandler, there are so many quarterbacks who have spent years trying to crack a Bill Belichick-led defense. What kind of challenge does your defense present for a young quarterback like Andrew Luck?
Yeah, I really don't see Andrew Luck as a young quarterback at all. I know this is his third year. Actually, both got drafted the same year. But this guy, he plays like a veteran, and I'm pretty sure you guys see it as well. He's a great quarterback, and for a guy like Andrew, like I said, our biggest thing is just out executing. They're going to come out with a game plan. We're going to do the same thing, and it all boils down to who plays the best, and that's what we're going to try to do on Sunday.
How loud do you expect it to be here on Sunday? Sunday. I know when you guys watched film on Saturday, it was bouncing up and down. It does that before, but Kyle Arrington said it was because of the roller coaster that maybe you guys had went through with the 14 points here and there. The crowd was going crazy. How loud do you expect it to be here on Sunday?
Well, it's the AFC Championship game, so I'm expecting it to be pretty loud. I mean, it's postseason football, and so excited for that too.
Yeah. Go back to your brother real quick. What kind of big brother is he, was he, growing up? Tell us a little bit about that relationship.
Well, growing up, it was very fun with us three, me and my three brothers. But my brother Arthur, he was always the older brother, and he was always look after us. So he always had the older brother figure. So, you know, kind of playing against him on Sunday, it'll be fun, but I'll speak to him after the game, like I said.
The concern would be that you guys gave up 31 points and now are going to face arguably a better offense. How much of a concern is that?
Each week, every team, out of all 32 teams in the NFL, I feel like each week, each and every team is a different team. And I feel like that just comes with, you know, game plans and just how players are or how players feel or how kind of games certain players have. And I feel like that's just part of the game. So, you know, you try not to harp on what happened last week, but, you know, the week that we have now switches against the Colts. So as of right now, the score is 0-0, obviously, and we're trying to put our best foot forward. Yeah.
Any other questions?